It's the Bill LeMay Show. It's the Bill LeMay Show. Talk radio on the Bill LeMay Show. 680 WPTF. And we're on the air.
Hey, check this out. Federal government has borrowed. It's had to borrow 40% of its budget. 40% of its budget just to pay its bills. Had to borrow it. I mean, how long would your household survive doing that? Now, Congress, of course, will be voting to raise the debt ceiling again. And there are some folks who, of course, may or may not be voting for it. And one of those individuals, very kind to join us. She is a freshman, but she is in Washington, and she's representing the great state of North Carolina, Representative Renee Elmers. And Congressman Elmers, welcome.
Hi, good to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, did you find a place to rent up there? Or are you sleeping on the floor?
I did. No, I have a place to rent, and boy, is it expensive.
I know. Washington's not cheap. Are you going to the White House freshman orientation?
No.
No. I'm not going. Didn't sound really excited, huh?
No.
Well, let's talk about something about this debt ceiling. Of course, I know a lot of folks who supported you really pushed you, put you there because of the debt that and the spending in Washington. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, that it is a tough issue, and so many of us who are freshmen are having to face this issue, just as our other elected officials. And you know, the main thing that we've got to do is cut the amount of spending. And we are working diligently on looking at all the avenues that we're going to be taking. But as far as the debt ceiling goes, we cannot do anything without significant spending cuts along with it.
You know, I wonder if folks understand just how significant those cuts need to be. Now, I know the Republicans are talking about $100 billion, but just last year alone, we spent $1.4 trillion more than we took in. So how do you feel about the proposed cuts the Republicans are talking about at this point? $100 billion, that's a lot of money to me, but in the big picture, really,
right,
maybe not so much.
Well, and that's the thing. Is the $100 billion is really just the start. And I have signed on to the letter from the Republican Study Committee saying that we cannot stop there or lessen our expectations of cutting. We've got to hit the $100 billion mark and then go on from there. And we have areas that we can cut, and they're just ideas. But there are so many programs, there are so many things that are being done that you know, we just don't need. And a time now when we, as you were pointing out, owe so much money and we are spending so much on our debt that we just cannot afford it. And the American people understand that. And we as representatives have got to bite the bullet and just go for it.
Do you have a figure in your head, Representative Elmers, that must be met before you would even consider voting for raising the debt ceiling?
Well, there again, we've got to meet our commitment of saying that we're going to cut $100 billion out initially. That has got to come, and we've got to move forward from there. And it's going to be baby steps. I know it seems that sometimes, you know, when we're talking about figures and numbers, we're, you know, cutting a little here, cutting a little there, but over time it adds up. We've got to continue, and there's just so many areas that we can improve upon. And, you know, we're going to be voting on all of these issues coming up. We've got to, you know, we're going to have a vote every week. We've got a vote in the UCUT program, which are suggestions that are coming in from Americans around the country who are saying, look, you know, they're going to the website, they're checking it out, they're seeing the amount of spending that's going on in different places, different issues, different areas, and they can suggest those, and then we're voting on them weekly, and we're going to continue to do that.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got a few folks who want to ask you a question. Joanne, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Bill. So glad to hear you.
Well, it's good to be back. Packers won. Yay. You're on the phone with the Congresswoman.
Well, Congressman Elmers, congratulations on your victory. I know you campaigned hard as far as health care, repealing health care, and I just need to know, are you going to help reduce the deficit also by not participating in that luxury plan offered to members of Congress that we don't have out here on the street?
Well, you know, I've signed on to Blue Cross and Blue Shield plan, and that is because it is a significant amount of money that we're spending in healthcare, of course, you know, in our individual businesses. Unfortunately, being here in Washington is very expensive. Yes, we do have a salary and we do have benefits, but
What's wrong with that?
Well, the thing is,
I mean, I get employee benefits. What's wrong with that?
Well, that's the issue. The issue is, you know, it costs a lot of money to be here, And, you know, I've signed on to the private plan that just like so many in America are on. This is a benefit that's available to me. People need to understand out there, it costs a lot of money to be here in Congress. And, we do have a salary, but it is extremely expensive. You know, you asked me about do I have a place to stay. Yes, I do. That comes out of my personal money. That is not taxpayer-funded. So, you know, we have to keep those things into perspective. You want people here in Washington to be here who are good, hardworking people and understand small business and issues that all of us are facing. You don't want just a bunch of fat cats that can afford to be here.